Good evening. I have a riddle for you tonight. The riddle is, what mitzvah can a person only fulfill shelo b'kavana? We have a concept of mitzvah srichos kavana, machokas in the Gemara, machokas rishonim, machokas achronim, machokas aposkim, whether or not you can fulfill mitzvahs without kavana. A person blowing shofar for practice and happens to be Rosh Hashanah, can they fulfill the mitzvah of shofar without kavana? That's an interesting machokas. But I'm asking the other way. There is one mitzvah that a person only can fulfill without kavana, and they cannot do with kavana. And that mitzvah is the mitzvah of? Louder. This week's parsha? It's a lot of mitzvahs to choose from, which makes it harder. Maybe someone used to know and someone forgot? That's not intentional. You send the mother bird away. It's intentional. The mitzvah you forgot, that's your second hint of the day. Mitzvah of Shechecha. Shechecha, what's the mitzvah of Shechecha? Person forgets something in the fields. You only can do that if you accidentally leave it in your fields. Right?
If the kavanah is not to go back and get it.
Good, so we're going to discuss this riddle right now. Okay. Interesting. That was leket. Leket, when a person is harvesting, some things fall to the side. Leket you can do intentionally. Peah you can leave for her intentionally. Shechecha means that you didn't remember to take it with you. Pasuk talks about sheaves that have already been cut, but the Rambam quotes from Chazal, it even includes things that are still stalks attached to the ground that you forget, and also trees that you forgot to harvest. Those two, if you forgot to harvest them, they should be left for the aniyim. Minat Torah, the mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael, but the Rambam writes at the end of the first parak of Matnos Aniyim, the Chazal extended the mitzvah to all of Chutz Laretz. And Chutz Laretz as well, we have mitzvah derabanan of Shechecha. So Sefer Achinuch counts 592 and 593, a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh. The aseh is, ki siktsor kitzirecha besadecha, v'shachachta omer basadeh, you're harvesting and you forget a sheaf, lo sashuv lekachto, don't go back to get it, Lager layasom v'lau mana yichye. Leave them for the poor. Lema'an yivarechecha Hashem elokecha v'chol ma'aseh yedecha, and your promise to be gebenched. Kadosh Baruch Hu promises to bless you. So what does the mitzvah saseh? Robin mentioned this before. Meaning, what is the aseh over here, and what is the lo saseh over here? The lav is obvious, means don't go back and get it. But what is the aseh? How do you fulfill the aseh of leaving it for them? It's already forgotten. It's already in the field. I'm already in the house. So, what is the assay of leave it for them? Okay, I'm watching TV. I'm leaving it for them. I was Mekayim and assay. I left it for them. So, Sefer Achinuch quotes two approaches. One approach of how to do the assay is that it's just the possibility of the bittul assay. A person who goes and actually takes back that sheaf is violating a law by going back and getting the sheaf he forgot, and also violating the assay, the bittul assay. Torah said leave it, and you went back and you did not leave it, so you only can violate the assay. You can't actively fulfill the assay by just leaving it, but you can violate the assay if you go back and take it. So going back and take it would be a violation of an assay and a los assay. That's one approach. Additionally, the Sefer Achinuch quotes from the Rambam that this is a good example of a lav hanitak la assay. And the rules of Hilchos Malkus, you're only chayav Malkus for a lav that doesn't have an assay to fix it up. So one example is nosar. Person leaves over karbanos after the proper time. They violated a los assay of leaving it over. But they're not chayav malchus for doing so, because they have an assay of burning it the next day. The assay comes to rectify the prohibition that was violated yesterday, or last night, or early this morning. So here also, the Rambam writes a person who violates shechecha and goes back and takes the sheaf that was previously forgotten would not be chayav malchus. This is halav hanitak la'assay, because you always have the option of lager v'le'asam, go back and give it to them. In other words, this assay could be a rectifying post facto, post violating the lav, you can go and do the assay to fix it. So you're not going to be chayav malchus. Even if you already ground up the grain into flour, you can give the flour to the ani. You already baked the flour into a kugel, you can give the kugel to the ani. So according to the Rambam, you're not going to be chayav malchus because the way to fulfill this assay is in a less than ideal way by going out and rectifying the problem of going back and taking it. You go out and you fix that by giving them whatever you weren't supposed to take in the first place. So if that's the case, the ideal form of the mitzvah is not to do like that, The Rambam writes the person does in fact consume the grain or just destroys the grain, then they're chayav malchus. They no longer have the option of rectifying it by giving it back outside. Interesting idea. So the mitzvah we said for the riddle was you only could do it unintentionally. And now we're saying, well, you can actually fulfill the mitzvah if you violated the aveira, then you have the option of doing the assay intentionally, but that obviously would not be ideal. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer, a commentary on the Rambam, on Hilchos Zrayim, called Derech Amuna. And he writes over there that Vilna Gaon tried to be Mekayim as many mitzvahs as possible. Vilna Gaon was not a farmer. He didn't own any land. But once a year, Vilna Gaon, around harvesting time, would go out and buy a field that was close to being harvested. So he can fulfill the mitzvahs of Leket, Shechecha, and Peah. Question is, how? How did he fulfill Shechecha? What did he do? We just said, one way to do the assay is just, you can't do the assay, but you can violate the assay if you violate the mitzvah. So he didn't do that. The other option is to violate the los assay and to fix it up by doing the assay lav hanitak la assay. He wouldn't have done that either. Rabbi Reisman has a book, Pathways to the Prophets. He has a section called Imponderables, questions that he's thought about and asked people he doesn't have a good answer for. And he asked this question, what does Rav Chaim Kanievsky mean that the Vilna Gaon used to go out and buy a field once a year to be mekayim the mitzvah derabanan in Chutz La'aretz of lechet shikcha and peah? How do you do shikcha on purpose? How does a person go out there with the mindset of, I'm going to be mekayim the mitzvah of shikcha? You can't do it intentionally. So what was he doing? Any ideas? How do you go out and fulfill shikcha on purpose? No one has an idea?
You overload the wagon, it falls off. You overload it on purpose. It falls off as you walk by.
Interesting. The Gemara's definition of shikha is a person doesn't know about it. You're saying, put it in a situation where inevitably it will fall off.
Yes, good idea.
That's a good idea. I'm happy.
Be drunk.
So you're inevitably going to forget something, like your shoes or your shirt, you know, your wallet. Rabbi Reisman suggested, he didn't like this answer per se, but if a person has workers, so workers might forget something. It's actually a complicated sugya. The Rambam in the fifth parak, Matnas Aniyim, discusses, it has to be that the owner of the field and the workers both forgot. But there is a case based on the first parak in Bava Metzia about where the owner is in the city and the owner knew about it and then forgot about it. There's a complicated case. There's one case where maybe if the owner knows that it's there, but the workers don't, maybe in that one case, it's still shechecha. So the Vilna Gaon was back learning in Vilna, and in whatever farm he bought this in, the workers inevitably always make mistakes. Employers know workers always make mistakes, so the worker would definitely forget something. Maybe that was how the Vilna Gaon was mekayim mitzvah shechecha every single year. That's not a great answer. I don't have a great answer. Neither does Rabbi Reisman. He called it an imponderable, something to think about. How is it possible to fulfill this mitzvah? Tosefta in the third parak of Peah says there was a chassid whose whole life was waiting to do the mitzvah shechecha, but he was thinking about it, so he couldn't do it. But one time he forgot, he had a big siyum, big party, he told his son, this is an exciting opportunity for us to do a mitzvah we never normally are able to do. Now that we forgot, we're actually able to do that. And the Tosefta concludes, achas kama v'kama, the schar we're going to get doing mitzvahs with kavana. Have a good night.